Good morning, church. Warm welcome joining us for worship. The time that we can all come back here to have in-person worship is very near now. Most likely, maybe even next month or the month after. So we have already started planning the in-person gathering, live stream service at the same time. So, but that is coming. So this morning, I'm going to speak on the subject, walk in wisdom. There were times in my life that I wish I have said something, I should not have said something, which is really unwise. There are steps I took which foolish. There were times that I think I wasn't walking in the will of God. So walking in wisdom is this morning's topic. When my children were young, you know, 2 or 3 years old, people, not just to my children, people like to say something like this to small kids, you know, what a smart kid, you know, he or she is so smart, you know, so cute, so intelligent, so smart. But I never heard people say, your two-year-old is full of wisdom. I never heard people said that to little kids. That definitely not to my kids. to the little ones, they will say, smart kids, you know, smart boys, smart girls. But not a really wise little kid. We may say a wise guy, but not a kid full of wisdom. So what's the difference between a smart, intelligent, and wisdom and wise? So I look up some some quotations. Intelligence is knowing the right answer. Wisdom is knowing when to say it. This is so true. There's so much wisdom in this quotation, isn't it? Intelligence without wisdom is nothing more than stupidity that looks smart. Okay, this needs some thinking. You need to digest this a bit. You may look like you are very intelligent, very wise, and actually you are stupid. It's easier for a wise person to gain knowledge than for a smart person to gain judgment. Gaining knowledge, you work hard, may not be 100%, you may not be able to acquire all the knowledge 100%, but if you work hard, study hard, you will pass, right? You will gain the knowledge, but to gain the judgment, sometimes you may fail many, many, many times. You tend to fail the same thing over and over again, but yet you just could not gain that judgment, right? That experience that you needed. Never mistake knowledge for wisdom. One helps you to make a living. The other helps you make a life. So true. Knowledge is learning something every day. Wisdom is letting go of something every day of yourself. When to go, when to leave, when to give up your position, your power. When to let go your possessions, let go some people you are hanging on to. Wisdom is giving you the ability to do that, to let go of something every day we're hanging on to, not just possessions, but anything. Knowledge is learning how to grab the opportunity, to grab more, right? To buy more, to buy the thing, to buy the stocks. Wisdom is knowing when to let it go. Being smart is knowing your wife's hairstyle isn't as good as her last one. But being wise is knowing enough to keep your mouth shut. So I think the husbands should learn of this. Wisdom. We all need wisdom. And to walk in our life, we need to have this wisdom. And Solomon in the Bible tells us a very familiar story. We have all read about this. When God asked Solomon, what do you want? No, I give you a wish, no health, wealth, power. No, ask me, what do you want? And you can see that Solomon already had a lot of wisdom. So he asked the Lord for wisdom, and the Lord gave him wisdom. We have to walk like we have to walk with wisdom. That's today's scripture that we are focusing on. Therefore, be careful. Careful meaning exactly, accurately, diligently, how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. So we need to walk as a wise person, not as a foolish person, some translation. Carefully, exactly, diligently. We have to try very, very hard, you know, to walk in wisdom. And God gave Solomon the wisdom he asked for. When he got the wisdom, he also get all the rest, wealth, possession, honor, taking care of the enemies. So therefore, we need this wisdom to walk our life, walk each day. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So where does wisdom come from? It comes from the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. Not just to study more Bible, to learn more, to pray more. All those are important. But the beginning, the very beginning, when the first chapter, the first page of your book is fear of the Lord. This is what Solomon asks, and God has given to Solomon. So Solomon feared the Lord, so he has the wisdom. It is the beginning. But in the New Testament, this teaching is also repeated in a slightly different fashion. But by God's doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God. We are all familiar with this verse, you know, fear the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. But in the New Testament teaching, it is the same. Our wisdom comes from Jesus Christ. So our Alliance Church, our focus is on three things, you know, our belief, our faith, mission statement, our focus on Christ-centered life, Spirit-empowered, mission focus. Right? Christ-centered, which is our first, the three pillar of our faith, Christian and Mission Alliance. Christ-centered. When we center our life in Christ Jesus, then we have wisdom from God. The same teaching as in the Old Testament. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. And a life that's centered in Christ is also the beginning of wisdom. So we have to live wisely. For us to live wisely, we have to live according to God's revelation, according to the alignment of the Holy Spirit. And He will direct our way to walk in wisdom. Proverbs 4:11-12. I've directed you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. And if you run, you will not be stumbled. Walking in the wisdom of God, starting with our life center around Jesus. Only when we have this wisdom from God, we know how to manage our life. Very often we even take courses in time management. But you think if you think about it, you you cannot manage time. Time has its own schedule. Time just keep coming, keep going. We cannot manage, we cannot control. It's not like money. We can set aside this much for education, for entertainment, for different things, for retirement, right? For allowance, for food. We can manage our money, but we cannot manage time. Time has its own system, process, but we manage our life. The time just keep coming. So we need to manage our time, so by managing our life. So Paul go on to say that, making the most of your time. So to walk in wisdom, we need to manage our life, manage our time, the time that God given to us. Everybody has the same amount of time, right? This is one thing that's very fair. Making the most of your time, because the days are evil. In Greek, there are two words for time. One is chronos, chronological, where we get our English word. That is the measurement of time, right? Like your watch. The other word for time is kairos, K-I-R-O-S, kairos, which has a connotation of opportunity, right? So make the most can be translated as to redeem, to catch, right? Make the most of your time, opportunities, not just chronos, right? Not just the time according to your watch, but opportunities, they're opportunities. So redeem the most of your time, catch every opportunities. To do that, we need to be walking in God's wisdom. Otherwise, our time just go by between our fingers. I read a very interesting poem about time. Time has always been there. It was the beginning, and it is going to be the end. It is forever changing, never the same as it was before. It was a minute here, a century there. It saw the creation of everything, and it will see the destruction of all. It is a universal and eternal entity. We regret when we waste it. We wish we had more when we run out of time. However, when we do have it, we don't use it wisely. So true. We waste it, believing that we will have it forever. We don't realize that it will eventually leave us. Especially if you're young, remember this. Continuing long after we are gone, it is neither a friend nor an enemy. What an inspiring poem. Time is neither a friend nor an enemy. It's how you use it. So Paul here reminds us, we have to redeem every opportunity. We have to make full use of the time. 1 year to a student, right? Most of us hopefully can live many, many years. But 1 year to a college student means he will delay his graduation by one term, 1 year. Right? 1 month to a pregnant mother is very important. It may mean a premature baby coming out. 1 hour to a businessman trying to catch a flight, he may miss the important meeting, miss the flight. 1 minute to someone who had a heart attack could mean life and death. And 1 second for a person who barely missed a head-on car collision, it could also mean life and death. 1 millisecond to someone who running a 100-meter dash in the Olympic could mean a gold medal or nothing. So time is very important, very critical. So we have to redeem our time, we have to make full use of our time. We have to catch every opportunity. How are people using our time? We are, said Pastor Norman, I'm already using my time to the fullest. I'm so busy. Everybody is busy. Actually, we are in this internet high-tech age. We are actually busier than before, right? In the past, at least, when you have nothing to do, you sit there, you do nothing, right? Maybe daydreaming. Now you have time to daydream. No, you don't have. You even be checking your email while you're in the toilet. So this is a survey is being done. On the average, people in the world, average adults and adults spend 2 hours and 22 minutes on social media every day, every week. So they did a survey of all the countries, most of the countries, I guess, in the world. And on top of this, people who spend the most time on social media is the Filipinos, people in Philippines. They spend 3.5 hours on social media, followed by Nigeria, 3 hours and 42 minutes. I'm just wondering, what are they doing in Nigeria on social media, on the cell phone? Shouldn't they be all walking outside? India, 2 hours and 36 minutes. US, 2 hours and 8 minutes. And then go down the bottom of the list. The bottom of the list, Japan, 46 minutes. Interesting. Japan, the most industrial, high-tech country. On average, they only spend 46 minutes. I guess that's how they make such a good cars like the Corolla. Right? They spend all the time in making good cars rather than on social media. Recently, I started Googling and reading a lot on electric cars because now it is a hot subject now. Right? Everybody is talking about, every major car manufacturer is talking about transferring over to electric vehicles rather than gasoline. So I started studying, reading up. And then I tell myself, why am I reading all this? I'm not going to buy an electric car anytime soon. I don't have the money to buy an electric car. Why am I wasting my time? And then I said, why am I reading looking at all these new cars? I'm not going to buy a new car really soon either. So by the time I need to buy a car, they already have different models. Why am I spending all my time? And sometimes I got all these short videos, come up on my cell phone, and then you start, watching them. Right? So all these short videos, is quite addictive. So you have to be careful. Because if you don't like it, you just flip to the next one, you get flipped to the next one. So after I watch a few and then said, is this going to make me, is this going to foster any wisdom in me? Probably no. Is this going to make me smarter? I'm not even sure. If I spend too much time watching this, I may become actually more foolish. So, brothers and sisters, everybody, church, we need to make full use of our time wisely. It's only when we walk in God's wisdom, we know how to manage our life, make good use of our time. Because when we are walking in God's will, James 4, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this and do that. If it is God's will. So we have to be really careful. We have to walk in God's wisdom. We have to redeem our time. But we have to walk in God's will. We need to follow God's plan, instructions. I don't like reading instructions when I bought any appliances. But sometimes we bought furniture from IKEA, and you know that IKEA, their furniture are nice, but the only thing is you have to spend a lot of time putting it together, bits and pieces. And I'm being a person who do not like to read instructions, manuals. So I will start putting it together and reading it afterwards. Hopefully the manual will match the way I put it together. And sometimes I got stuck. And then I look at the installation manual and said, oh no, I missed a step. And sometimes you miss a step, you just unscrew it. But if the ones who have installed furniture before know that sometimes when you put in a screw, some of those very difficult to pull out. So you spend a lot of time unscrewing it. So if you read the instruction first, then you will save a lot of time in your life. And reading the instruction is to knowing God's will. God has a will for us, for all of us. We are to walk in the will of God. Then we can manage our time. So then we do not be foolish. Paul keeps repeating. There's wise people and foolish people. We have to be wise, we have to walk in God's wisdom. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Will, telema, meaning wishes, desire, pressure. So we have to know what's God's desire, God's pressure, God's wishes. To know God's desire, wishes, we need to know God first, right? If you do not know God, if you hardly study your Bible, you hardly pray, or you may study a lot of Bible, but you never absorb it, then you do not know God. If you do not know God, you do not understand Him. If you do not understand Him, then you do not know the will of God. Then you do not know His desire. Just imagine, if I go to a restaurant with Cynthia, Simo, my wife, go in there, look at the menu. I don't even have to pray. What is the desire of Cynthia? What's Cynthia's will? What should I order for her? I don't even need that. Once I go in the restaurant, I pick up the menu. I jump right to the fish category because I know she likes fish. Especially the fish that has lots of bones in it. That's not my favorite. So I go to the fish, and I know she likes steamed fish, pan-fried fish, not the fish and chips kind of fish. So I know what to order, right? And I will order extra portion of vegetables, and then after that, I will order her tea. She doesn't like coffee. She likes tea, right? So I don't need to pray really hard to find out her will because I know her. Same if you know God well. When we pray, then you will just click very quickly, isn't it? Sometimes when we keep praying, then what is the will of God? What is the will of God? Especially the young people. Young people, when I was young, I prayed really hard. Who is my the partner, my life partner God has prepared for me? I'm sure the young people, this is probably your number one item on your list of asking for God's will. Number one is, who is my life partner? Number two is, what should be my career path? Isn't it? What should I study? Should I be this or that? Should I go to study here? And then the bottom of this is probably the what should I share in the church? but I'm sure the top of the list is who's is my life partner, right? We need to discern and seek God's will. But what's more important, we need to seek God first. When we know God, we understand God, then we can know His will. We can discern His will. Right? First, we have to, but before that, again, it goes it goes back to the beginning of my this sermon. Is before that, we need to start with the fear of the Lord, a Christ-centered life. It's only when we are in Christ that we can even begin to start talking about the will of God. And then we need to, number two, we need to understand, to study the scripture, to know his word. The reason is only through the scripture that we can understand God. God has already described in the scripture to us what he wants, what he likes, how he is light. We can, it's a complete revelation for us. It's no more new revelation. So we go to the scripture to understand God. His word is the lamp to our feet and the light for our path. And not only that we study the scripture, we have to saturate ourselves in God's word so that the Spirit can empower us, the Spirit can inspire us through God's word, and so that we can understand and know God's will. And then we ask for spiritual advice. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Not advice from anybody, especially not advice just from random YouTube videos. Now dealing, especially within this pandemic, we like to go to YouTube and look for, there's so many YouTube, sometimes you don't even know the author or the one who made the YouTube. Well, I have some problem with my left leg recently. So I went to a lot of YouTube. How to solve the problem on my left leg. And after a while, and then I don't even know who's telling the truth. Everybody seems to be telling me a different exercise. So I've been doing this kind of exercise, that exercise. so I don't even know which is the right exercise. Everybody seems to be telling me different things to do. We have to be careful when we seek advice, especially advice in God's will, God's plan for our life. Not just any random people, but spiritual people, right? Spiritual advisor. We will find wisdom. God will speak through them to us to reveal our will. Fear the Lord, study His words, digest His words, saturate yourself in God's word. Let the Holy Spirit empower you, speak to you, and if you're still not sure about God's will, talk to spiritual advisors, not YouTubers, random YouTubers. Then you'll be able to walk in the right path with wisdom. But all this started again with the fear of the Lord. Submission to the Lord, that's the most important. If you are not willing to submit yourself to the Lord, if you are not willing to fear the Lord or center, focus your life on Him, all this scripture learning, reading, right? Even you study the Bible really hard, have many degrees in it, you still cannot walk in wisdom to in God's path for you. It's a story, I'm sure many of you have read this. Alice in the Wonderland. So Alice was lost in the jungle. So he went to a junction. She went to a junction, and she's lost, and then she doesn't know which direction she should go. So she was a bit in panic. So she lifted up her eyes towards the sky and looked for guidance. Her eye did not find God, but only that treasure cat, the big cat, on the tree above, looking at her. This is the famous cat in the story. So Alice was lost, and then she asked the big cat on the tree and said that, which direction should I go? So the cat on the tree said, well, it all depends. It all depends. Said, what do you mean? Well, it depends on your destination. It depends on where are you going? What's your destination? So others said back to the cat, said that, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. Then the cat said back to others, well, if you don't know where you're heading, going, then it doesn't matter which direction you're going. When we ask for God's will, the first thing is we need to tell God where you plan to go. If your plan in your life is going this way, I want to be successful in the things I want to do. I want to be successful with my business. I want to be successful with my career. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with those things. But this is all my life goal is. I want to make my first million when I am 30 years old. I want to do this. And then you come to the Lord and ask, God, what is the will? What's your will? Then the Lord will say to you, it doesn't matter. You're walking your own way. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter. But if you come to the Lord and say, the Lord asks you, what is your direction? He said, my direction, my Lord, is to walk in your path. My direction in life is to serve you with all my life wholeheartedly. My direction is to fear you. My direction is to have a life that centers on you. So Lord, what is your will? And then the Lord will say, hey, don't worry. I will guide you. I will lead you. I will not let you walk astray. You'll be walking towards your life goal. So it's more important for you to set your eye focus on the goal, the direction, your destination. God will lead you there. You will be able to walk in wisdom. You will be able to redeem your time. You will be able to make full use of every opportunities. And you, don't worry, you will be walking in the will of God. You need to set your direction correct, your destination correct first. Let's pray. Father God, this morning help all of us to set our life goal on you and help us to walk with wisdom, heavenly wisdom. Redeem our time. Our time just go by so quick. We may be young for some of us, but the time just keep going, and when we look back, we may have wasted a lot of our time. Help us to walk in your will. Let thy will be done in our life. Let us be submissive to you when you show us your will that we are willing to follow. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.